Right now, we've got Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce here today with a short and sweet business beat. How are you?
Great. I'm glad to be here on a different day for the short and sweet business beat. Why I couldn't make Wednesday was because I was at a meeting talking about transit. And so I'm excited to talk about transit, continue talking about transit on Friday, even though I missed our normal Wednesday time.
Very cool. So I know we want to begin by issuing a challenge, and I always love to encourage sowing discord between our regular guests, so I'm about this.
It's not Discord.
We are sounding so much Discord.
And it has nothing to do with transit, but I hope that Susan Brown is listening, and she has a little extra time. As if I had done this Wednesday, she wouldn't have much time.
Yes.
But on Friday, I can issue a challenge. I hope that she will feature Own It, which is a new book by Sally Krawcheck. I got to hear the author. She's a 1987 graduate of University of North Carolina. She spoke on campus last night and talked about women and work and the gender, not only gender income gap, but also the gender investing gap. And I bought a book, and I'm excited, and I just hope that it is, there are many copies in the Chapel Hill Public Library, because I think we should have a community read of this book. So I hope Susan Brown will take a look and maybe talk about it on her next segment.
Okay, Own It is the title of the book by Sally Krawcheck. How do you spell that?
Krawcheck.
Okay, so, awesome.
Yeah.
I know I completely put you on the spot. I was like, how do you spell that last name of this book that you don't have sitting in front of you? Awesome. So yeah, we'll.
And if I've misspelled that, I promise to send a correction. but or someone can issue one. But a great book that I hope that Susan Brown takes a look at and makes sure is multiple copies are in the public library.
Awesome. So your meeting on Wednesday was about transit. It was a busy week because we had the business after hours at the University
all
Place
about
yesterday.
University Place.
Yeah.
We were here for Lights, Camera, Advocacy at Silver Spot Cinema, talking about transit. Business after hours was here. Thank you, University Place, for being a great host. And then on Monday, Stony River Steakhouse will be opening. So excited about that.
Monday.
Yes,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, a new business opening at University Place. So
I heard tell that there's an event tonight for like private take a look at this for people, but the official opening day is Monday.
Official opening
nice.
Day is Monday, and I believe they're still hiring. So so make sure that you check them out. Opening Monday, Monday February 27th, and make your reservation today. So
cool.
Stony River Steakhouse.
I'm looking forward to this. Awesome. So
we keep on getting distracted, but we're about to talk about transit. So I was at
yes.
a meeting to talk about not just transit, the current proposed Durham Orange Light Rail Transit Project, but the stations that are being planned. So Go Triangle has a grant to hire a consultant to talk about what do we want at these stations. And even if we don't get funding for light rail, what can we have at these stations? How can we be rail ready? Or how can we even be high capacity transit ready? And so it's really exciting what's going on. There are a few meetings coming up. If you aren't going to be watching the game, you can go to the Chapel Hill Station Area Workshop Community Check-In. That's noon Saturday, February 25th at the Franklin Hotel Ballroom. There's also an open house on Monday. So you can head to the open house at 6 p.m. at Chapel Hill Town Hall to review all the results from the workshops around planning these stations along the light rail corridor, and then head to Stony River Steakhouse afterwards.
There you go.
And then the closing presentation will be during council at 7 p.m. on February 27th. I'm really excited to see what kind of input people have. But if you can't make any of these meetings or watching the Carolina game, can't make it on Monday, I hope you'll go to gotriangle.org/neighborhoods. If you work in Chapel Hill, if you live in Chapel Hill, this is an opportunity to weigh in on what you want to see at stations planned along the light rail corridor. That's at stations at UNC Hospitals, Mason Farm Road, Hamilton Road, that's basically right at Aloft, Friday Center Drive, Woodmont, and then also the stations in Durham, Lee Village, Gateway, and Patterson Place. So
Very cool.
It's exciting to see, and I'm excited to see the results, but I hope folks will go to gotriangle.org/neighborhoods and make sure that they weigh in.
And we're talking about just development around those stations, right?
Exactly. So wanting to make these a walkable community, mm-hmm. that these are existing communities that have existing development, but that we know that when light rail is planned, a lot of development surrounds the station, and it's exciting, and they're exciting opportunities, but this is an opportunity for neighborhoods. And neighborhoods to weigh in, but also employers to weigh in on these stations and what kind of development happens there.
This, I think, is the difficulty of just sort of the light rail discussion. And I think any discussion about sort of big transit or infrastructure that's planned for many, many years or several decades in advance, you're not planning this for what you're looking at out the window and seeing right now. You're planning it for 20, 30 years from now when the population is much, much bigger. And then it's reciprocal. Once the light rail line goes in, if and when it does, you're going to have those stations and you're going to have development built up around it, and then like there's development is going to be light rail oriented in a way that it's not now.
Oriented, and then how do we serve the riders, but also how do we make it, while we're putting in these stations and while we're putting this in a corridor, how do we make the neighborhood surrounding more connected, more walkable? And that's really the purpose of this planning process. However, if you're for light rail or for bus rapid transit, either way, I think we still need to be prepared as a community for the growth, and prepared as a community to think about how we make sure that these neighborhoods and these station areas are ready for high capacity transit.
Speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Harbor Chamber of Commerce, carolinachamber.org is the chamber's website if you want to find out more. Talking about transit, talking about development around the transit, that's housing, that's walkability, that's transportation and sidewalks, and it's also employers and jobs. So let's talk about jobs.
Employers and jobs. Just want to do a quick rundown of jobs that have been recently posted. You can go to carolinachamber.org/jobs. And find different job openings that members have posted. Owassa, which has been in the news a lot, is hiring a financial analyst. The closing date is today. So if that's a skill set of yours and you want to apply, make sure you apply today. You can find out more at carolinachamber.org/jobs. Kalisher, which is a hospitality art company in Carrboro, is hiring not only a cost accountant, but also an IT associate. So it'd be an awesome place to walk around and work in Carrboro. So check out Kalisher. Those two job openings, you can also find that at carolinachamber.org/jobs. And then Omera Landscaping and Lawn Care needs some lawn care technicians. You see the beautiful weather outside. I know people will be excited about getting their lawns ready for parties, for viewing, for just making it ready for spring. And so that's why Omera Landscaping and Lawn Care needs a few good lawn care technicians to join their team. So check out more. Again, all jobs are posted at carolinachamber.org/jobs.
Awesome. Do you think Owassa now is going to get way more applicants or way fewer because it's been in the news so much, or would that not affect them at all?
I think people recognize how important water is,
yeah,
and that and that they need a great team working on ensuring that this essential infrastructure. Obviously, we know the impact, especially to businesses. Blake and I talked about that. We know the impact of the water emergency, and so I think it'll make sure that people realize that this is a public utility that we need to support and help and improve their processes, and they're looking for someone to join their financial team.
Awesome. Carolinachamber.org/jobs for job stuff. Carolinachamber.org in general for information about the chamber and about business here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.